Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Milan Jurkovic, Dr. Sherry Keffer, Chris Williams, and Dr. Alice Benton. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to New Life Live. I hope you're having a great day today. I hope you're getting ready for a wonderful Thanksgiving. I know not everybody, you know, looks forward to it for whatever reason. But today, we want to help you make it the best Thanksgiving forever. When I say we, I mean Dr. Jill Hubbard. Hi, Jill.
Hi, Steve. And yes, of course, looking forward to Thanksgiving.
She is the author of Forgiving Our Fathers and Mothers and other books. And Dr. Dave Stoop.
How you doing, Dave? Hey, Steve. Doing good. Doing well.
I think I'm hearing an echo. I'm not sure. You might want to mute something there.
Or he's repeating himself.
Oh, yeah. And Dave.
He was the echo.
Dave and his wife, Jan, who's also a PhD, their latest book, featured on Focus on the Family. When's it going to be on Focus, Dave, Smart Love?
Next Monday and Tuesday.
Monday and Tuesday. All right. Yeah. So let me tell you a little story here real quick before we start. Back when I started in psychiatric care, I was going to seminary. I went to work at a psych hospital, and I was studying counseling, and I loved helping promote this hospital. And there was a talk show on, and the gentleman was quite good. It was kind of like a Geraldo show or Oprah. And we would regularly go and tell the story of people who had transformed their lives. The gentleman, this was in Fort Worth, he rose to fame. And boy, is he ever famous this week. Charlie Rose, was just revealed the history of sexual harassment of other women. And this is just one more. And who is it going to be tomorrow? And guys, I'm just telling you, it's time to get your act together. This is a new day. And you're not, I mean, please just use all you're seeing in the media as God's megaphone to say to you, I got to get this taken care of before something like that, all of this happens to me. And, you know, I wrote this this op-ed piece, and I said, here's what I would really love to have heard from someone but haven't. And it would be this. Well, I would like to respond to the allegations made against me that I've used my power and position inappropriately to prey on young women in my past. I've been accused of forcing myself on unwilling victims too afraid to run and too afraid to speak up because of who I am in the industry in which I have succeeded. I would like to go on record as saying that every one of these accusations is true. I'm deeply saddened that the pain I caused years ago is still producing pain now. I would do anything I could to go back and live my life differently than the way I was living then. I was a horrible man who did horrible things to innocent women who deserve so much better than the way they were treated by me. But I am no longer that man. I do not live like that now. I do not treat women like that now because a few years back, I came to see what a horrible man I had become. My shame was so intense that I knew I had to get help. I did get help for what had become an obsession and could even be described as an addiction. And I realized the problem had me. When I fully disclosed all this to my wife, she was reluctant, but we worked through it and we're together today. I'm a different man because of the help that I got. Wouldn't it be great if we could hear people say, that was then and that's who I was, but this is who I am today. Well, I want to tell you something.
Nobody said that yet.
There are thousands of men who've gone through every man's battle, and that is exactly what they're able to say. You call us if you want to be one of those. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. If you want to join us on the radio, it's 1-800-229-3000. Come join us right now. 1-800-229-3000.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back. Steve Arterburn here, 1-800-229-3000. We are focusing on giving and forgiving and thanksgiving. And Rebecca Harding Davis said, "For after all, put it as we may to ourselves, we are all of us from birth to death guests at a table which we did not spread. The sun, the earth, love, friends, our very breath are parts of the banquet. Shall we think of the day as a chance to come nearer to our host and to find out something of him who has fed us for so long?" I wish I could write like that, but awesome. You know,
that's
maybe
beautiful.
One day.
It
is really beautiful. And so here we are. We've been given the gift of life, the gift of redemption. We can mess up. We can turn it around. His grace is real. He died for our sins. Let's be thankful for that during this Thanksgiving season. I'm going to be preaching about all of this Sunday, Northview Church in Carmel. And if you are in another area, you want to hear that message, it's at 5 on Saturday Eastern Time, 5 p.m., 9 a.m., 11 a.m. Eastern Time on Sunday at northviewchurch.us. Here we go. Let's go to Stephen from Lawrenceville, Georgia. Hi, Stephen. How you doing? Stephen? Are you there? Maybe he's not there. I don't know. I can't get him.
Should be there. Just went up on the board.
Huh. Interesting. Stephen, are you there? There he comes.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hey, how can we help you today?
Yeah, how you doing? I got a question. I'm trying to find out. Actually, I'm going through this separation process with my wife right now after 13 years. I'm trying to find out if I should just give it up or just trust God based on her comment that she made last night that she's seen someone. I'm not sure what I should do right now.
Well, let me ask you this. What led to her seeing someone?
I guess past history with my extended family and her and, you know, some issues we had in our marriage.
Okay, what does that mean? You were angry?
We both were. Well, she had a history with my family. They got in arguments and something that happened in the summer, I did not defend her the way I should. And that basically started the whole problem.
That's rough. Well, have you told her how sorry you were that you didn't step up?
Numerous times.
Doesn't matter to her now, though.
Yeah, it sounds like she felt kind of stranded and alone against your family without you there to back her up. And that's not a good place to be. However, it's also not a reason to cheat. I mean, no matter what our spouse does, it's not a reason to cheat.
No.
Well, you know, what you need to do, Stephen, is to get your act together regardless of the outcome and get into counseling, get into a men's group, men's Bible study, and really start dealing with your own life and letting her know that you're doing that and see what happens. But this is an opportunity. It's a terrible circumstance, but it presents an opportunity for you to mend the brokenness within yourself. And that's all you can do, really. And keeping her informed of your progress, just in a light kind of informational way, and praying and getting other people to pray for the restoration, you never know what God can do.
And I think I would, admit to her that you feel like, kind of like what Steve was saying, that you feel like you failed her and that you're going to do something about it and doing the things that Dave has suggested, that you realize that as a man, you need to, there's some areas you need to really grow in and work on, and that you would hope that she would, kind of watch your progress or consider giving you guys another chance. And that it does complicate things when she starts seeing someone else when you're not even divorced yet.
It's hard.
And there are very few guarantees in life. But I want to give you one. I can guarantee you that if you were to take this tougher path, which I do believe this is tougher than just walking away. I think when you walk away, of course, you don't ever really walk away. You're joined at the hip, even after the divorce. But I think that what will happen if you took this tough path is I think you will be a better man if you ever do enter into another relationship, or she will see the better man and be attracted to it, but you will be grateful. And let's just say you said to yourself, okay, I want to get out of this thing, but I'm going to do this tough thing for 1 year. I think at the end of that year, you'd be a better man. You'd feel better about yourself. You'd be healthier to go into another relationship. Or what we're hoping would happen, she would be drawn back to you and your relationship could be healed.
Okay, we have 3 kids also.
Well, there you go.
Well, that's incentive too, because you never truly divorce when you have kids.
Nope. Yeah. You're going to be connected at the hip, as you said.
And that's where I always say, appeal to the other person in terms of perhaps getting help even together for co-parenting and helping the kids transition this time.
Mm-hmm. Is there anybody that can speak any kind of truth into her life right now?
Well, I just spoke to my aunt in California, and she's going to do her best to help me and help, try to have conversations with her.
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the thing. When you got married, you made a commitment to each other. When you have children, that commitment to those kids should supersede any commitment, I think, to each other. You've said, okay, God, give us a baby, and we're going to be responsible. We're going to do the best thing for the kids. So I would really appeal to her that it's not too late. Here's what you're going to do to try to win her heart back and become the man that she expects you to be and the father that those kids need. And just I'd probably say to her, please, whatever you're planning, just don't do it that fast, please. That's what I'd be saying.
So it takes a lot of humility, and I would also, we've talked about the one issue of you not supporting her with your family, but I bet you can think back to other things that have been an issue for her, because usually women hold out a long time. They keep trying and trying and trying to get their message to be heard, and it's finally when they feel hopeless, then
they're ready to move out completely.
Yeah. So it's important to address all of, to think back and address all of those concerns.
Yeah. And nothing you've done justifies her being unfaithful whatsoever, but I hope that you'll choose to go down this path. And we're going to send Take Your Life Back. I think it's a great tool to help you get your life back. And I'll send you Every Man's Bible. It's the best-selling men's study Bible. It's such a great tool. It gets men reading the Bible. It'll be a great Christmas gift for a lot of men out there. But please, please pray about it. And in situations like this, those who move slowly always have the best outcome. And those that move quickly out of pain or needing relief, they usually are left with some tremendous, tremendous regret.
So they're left with pain that supersedes the pain that caused them to leave. Right.
Yeah. So I hope something we've said is good and helpful. And, I'll ask everybody to pray for you and to pray for your wife. All right. How about we talk with Katie? Katie's calling from Knoxville, Tennessee. Hi, Katie. Welcome. How you doing?
Hi. Thank you. I'm good. How are you?
Excellent. What's going on in your life, your family today?
So my husband and I just had a question for our three-year-old son. We wanted to see if we think this is more than normal, but he has been showing himself to other children, in particular the little girls at his cousins. And so, you know, we've talked about it. We've talked about how it's not good, but he's continuing to do it. And so we feel that that's not the norm for his age.
Well, the question that you have to be asking is, has someone done this to him?
Yes, and that's, we think that there's influence from his older cousins on a different side of the family, that they're maybe playing with toys, or they're completely different with how we raise, you know, we raise the children differently, so... Mm-hmm. There's not as many rules and limitations that they're allowed to have, so we think that's where it's coming from, possibly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, so I'll turn this over to Jill and Dave. What do you guys think?
This is an older cousin, a boy,
yes,
like about how old?
Well, we think it's a six-year-old girl that is kind of teaching him the things. There's also a six-year-old boy and then two middle schoolers that they hang out together, and we're stopping that. We're not going to let them be alone.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. I would not let them be alone, and kids at an older age, especially you don't know if something's happened to those kids, which would cause them to then, you know, act out in play with other children. That's what children do when they're trying to make sense of things. They act it out, and so... That could be what's happening. And I don't know if you can talk to those parents. Sometimes that's kind of touchy, but...
And talk to your son as to who showed him how to do that and see if... Tell him he's not going to get in trouble for it, but just in a normal conversational way. But the other thing is, play therapy is very effective for kids that age where a therapist is trained to work with children with play therapy. Talk therapy doesn't work with kids, but play does. And it's amazing what happens in those kind of settings. And I would consider that as well.
Absolutely. And it sounds like you're aware of not shaming your son. You know, little boys can be very fascinated with their body parts and into them. But I agree, it's a little bit excessive. And so, you know, I mean, your child may be very impulsive. I mean, there's lots of things to look at. And you want to lovingly and, you know, firmly set those boundaries with him and show him where it's appropriate, you know, like in the bathroom and the you know, the bathtub kind of thing versus out in public.
Well, and I think the other thing is this is a time when you really have to do something that a lot of people resist at all costs. You have to have the help of somebody that's dealt with 15 or 20 little boys who've exposed themselves. Where you're not just getting someone's opinion about this, but someone has specialized in this. Because here's why. You want to have the appropriate reaction, not the inappropriate reaction. You don't want to be shaming, but also you don't want to, in trying not to shame, you don't want to actually give the boy the feeling that this is okay to do.
Right.
So it's just that time where... So many people will say, "No, we're not going to go get help at age three from some kind of shrink or something." Boy, that's exactly the time when something like this happens that you need to reach out and get the help. And I just don't think you'll ever ever regret getting that help. So I'm glad you called. I really am. And I hope and pray that your husband can support you in doing something that a lot of people just wouldn't want to do. They wouldn't be willing to do it.
You take it, Katie, from being a trauma to somehow being a normalized experience that doesn't affect them in the long run.
Yeah.
And you
that's
need
the
help
goal.
To do that, and that's play therapy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah,
I'm really glad you called. I'm going to send you a copy of How We Love Our Kids. Mylon and Kay wrote it. I think it'll be a blessing to you. How We Love, been so helpful to so many people. How We Love Our Kids. Boy, that's a great blessing also. When I was studying counseling, Dr. Landreth, he was the just the all-time champion of...
He still is the all-time champion.
Yeah, play therapy. I was so fortunate to get to be under him. And man, it's amazing what these kids will reveal through play. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break and come right back. 1-800-229-3000. Hi, this is Steve Arterburn. You know, we do a lot of workshops around here. And one of the things that we've done over the years is to help people with their weight. Because I had a weight problem. Used to weigh 60 pounds more than I do now. Essentially carrying a little third grader around with me all the time. We did Lose It for Life just for a weight problem. Well, now we have a program for that. And it's called Living Light. We want you to live in the light of our Lord, to be lighter on your feet. This particular workshop and this material is much more saturated with scripture, biblical principles. I think you're going to love it. It's all new, no redundancy. If you came to Lose It for Life and maybe you had some success, I think this will take you deeper.
The Living Light Workshop is coming to Washington, D.C. January 26th through the 28th. To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com.
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
Your ministry has saved my life.
If you struggle with emotional hurt, family or marriage problems, the pit of depression, or the pain of addictions, we can help.
I'm down 100 pounds now from what I was.
You guys are awesome. You're a blessing to America.
Our treatment programs provide clinically appropriate solutions from licensed professionals, all in a biblical framework.
I have had problems with alcohol. I think God has ordained this place to be His.
You don't have to be a prisoner of your pain. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
She tells me that I'm a new man and I feel like a new man.
It worked for me and it can work for them too.
This time it is different.
If you're ready to take the first step toward genuine spiritual and emotional healing, please call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are so grateful for those that came together with $267,000 to challenge others to match it. We're so grateful for that. It's a great challenge gift. And we've been asking people to give. Shelley just gave $500 from South Pasadena. And Karen from Bells, Texas, $22. Thank you to these folks who are coming alongside and saying, let's help them meet this challenge by the end of November. Thank you so much. I mean, it really is. It's Thanksgiving in action. And I absolutely love that. And I know that God's going to bless you, not financially, of course, but I really do believe that God will bless you greatly, and you will be the one that benefits. Rebecca Wilmington, North Carolina, Sirius XM. Hi, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Great. How can we help today?
I have a comment for Stephen,
okay,
the first caller today.
Mm-hmm.
I have been the wife on the other side of the fence for 30 years.
Hmm.
And, you know, I hear what he's saying about how she's feeling and stuff. I thank God never went the route of finding someone else. But my comment is this: you know, it's hard when you are the spouse and, or you're the wife and your spouse does not back you up. It's a really good thing when these moms teach their little boys loyalty. But at some point, the young man needs to learn to take that loyalty from mom and give it to his wife.
Yes.
You know, there's a lot of people that say, till death do us part, till for better or for worse. I think some of us would be very surprised how quickly we do not understand that for better or for worse. She is a very blessed woman to be married, and she just needs to look within herself to, did I really mean this? Did I not mean this? And all I can say to him is be patient.
Yeah. Well, obviously she didn't
working on this.
Yeah. She obviously didn't actually mean it because she, when things were worse, she went and looked for better. Well, but what a powerful thing when a man said, well, I guess I achieved the worst. Now I want to be better and come back. Let's give it another chance here. Now, well, I appreciate your encouragement to her, but it really is true. That
and to him.
You have to really, really hang in there and see that taking matters. To me, that's what an affair is. It's taking matters into your own hands and say, well, you know, I got to fix this. I got to feel better. No. You've got to feel better about yourself in 15 years, and the way you're going to do that is live up to that commitment for better or for
worse. Right. People's pain becomes a justification for so many things, and it is when those vows go out the window. And you wonder, because when you're standing there on your wedding day, you think you mean them, right?
Yeah.
And then when the pain hits, it's, you know, people run scared, and they mess up their lives and the lives of their children.
They sure do. Well, I appreciate that, Rebecca. I'm going to send you the Mediterranean Love Plan for your own marriage. And a lot of people have been using this, and they're having a lot of fun and developing a tremendously rich, intimate experience later in life. So I hope that you enjoy that. Let's go to Kim. Louisville, Kentucky, WFIA is the station. And by the way, I didn't give the number. If you can help us with coming along with this challenge from these other folks, the phone number is 1-800-NEW-LIFE, and that's also the number to call when you need some help. But right now, let's talk with Kim. Hi, Kim. How you doing?
I'm well. How are you all?
Doing okay. Well, what's on your mind today, or heart, or lungs, whatever?
Well, you know, it's all about family. So I'm remarried. I have two adult children. Uh-huh. My youngest of the two is a 20-year-old young man, and seems to still be having a hard time dealing with my marriage after 13 years.
Okay.
You've been married 13 years the second time?
We've been married 9. We've been together since 2005.
Okay.
We got married 3 years after we met.
Kim,
Kim. Yes.
No, I just got to ask this before you go on. Do you really think? Do you really think that could be the source of his problem, not getting over your marriage, or do you think that might be the excuse he's latched on to not get on with his life?
You know, my husband and I have talked about it, and even discussed it with him, and it's always something different. It was, in the beginning, he wanted to be, you know, with his biological father. Mm-hmm. He didn't like my husband, then he liked him, and we just go back and forth. And now, since he's back in the home due to an auto accident, he has a broken foot, and he's been on the streets. So to prevent him from having to recover homeless, you know, we brought him back in so that he can recover. And it's just like he does little stuff to just, you know, make my husband angry. And I'm just like, you know, because I'm in the middle of all of this. You know, it's this way, it's that way. And I'm just, I just don't know what to do anymore. You know, he has no place to go. You know, he's got a few mental issues that he will not go and be treated for. So I'm just, I don't know.
Well, sounds like to me he has no problems, but you have some that he's given to you. We'll talk about it.
My story includes multiple physical and emotional affairs.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
My wife found out that I had betrayed her. She insisted that I would go to the everyman's battle. I had some idea, perhaps, of what to expect, but I had no idea that it would have the impact on me that it did. There's just something about the way that you meet in a large group and then the smaller breakout groups. And the sharing is just something that I've never experienced before.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433 or log on to newlife.com.
This is the first time in my life that I ever felt comfortable in sharing the real me with other men. In my mind, it is one of the most critical things that a guy can do in his recovery.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix, so we canceled Netflix and subscribe to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem, and it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at tv.newlife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of tv.newlife.com.
Glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
All right. Talking with Kim and the boys back home. But first of all, hey, we've been asking people, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Help us meet this financial challenge here by the end of November. Susan from Walnut Creek, California gave $50. And Huston from St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. We met some folks from the Virgin Islands that listened to us. We met them over in Greece. $20. And Patrick and Carolyn from Fredericksburg, Virginia, $100. If you could help us like they have, would you call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE? Please do. It makes a lot of difference. Now, Kim, it sounds like to me that this boy of yours is not in much of a position to be making anybody angry unless you take his side whenever he does irritate your husband.
And I do not take sides. I'm 100% on my husband's side.
Good deal.
And, you know, the redirection, you know, like I tell my son, you know, you're 20 years old. There's things that we should not have to continue to tell you like you're one of the small children.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
He just has this attitude like it is, like it should just be him and I at the house, that I should just be with nobody if I'm not with his dad.
Well, you could just ask him to never, ever, ever talk about that again, because that's just not going to happen. And he can talk about his feelings about you guys and stuff, but that's a ridiculous conversation. Dave, you've had a couple of these. What do you say here?
Well, you said he was on the streets before he broke his foot, so obviously you let him get out on his own and struggle. Is that true?
Yeah. And you know, all of being a part of, you know, it's our rules, it's our house, and if you don't want to abide by those, then you don't have to be here because mm-hmm. you're old enough to be
right.
on your own.
It's good.
Right.
That's good.
And you know, I'm a strong believer in that. But you know, like I said, with his foot being broken and It's just, you know, he can't be out there. I'm afraid that something would happen to him. But I'm trying to give him an opportunity to heal. But, you know, it's just like he's pressing those buttons, you know, that my husband tells him, you know, just because your foot is broken, that's not saving you. Because you can be on the streets hobbling around. So, you know.
Okay, so what is the question for us then? And then we'll try to give you a direct answer on that. What is it?
What can I do to just do my best to keep the peace in the house without it seeming like I'm taking sides?
I don't know how you can keep the peace when his agenda is to break you
to
guys
provoke.
Up.
Yeah, yeah. I think that you, and perhaps you already have, Kim, but I think you can address his hurt and concern, because the fact that he keeps bringing this up, right? He is struggling with the loss of just, you know, the mommy-son connection, right? And that something right. that he feels somehow robbed of. So I think that you can acknowledge that, that life doesn't go always how we wish, and that you see how hurt he was by the disruption, by the divorce previously, the change in the family, new people coming in. That's a hard thing for kids, and it's, you know, it's hard for adults. It's hard in a different way for kids because it's foundational. And so that you can appreciate that, you can understand it, you're willing to hear his pain about that. But alongside of that is that we have to deal with the reality of what is, and that we live in this broken world and we live in broken families, and there is brokenness. Okay. And so right. now it's like it's not a perfect puzzle that's put back together, but these are the pieces that we have, and we have to also deal with now. So that there's both. I can empathize with your hurt back then, and I'm so sorry. I wished I could have done it differently or not had that happen to you. Now that it has happened to you, it's like, how do we now then cope with life and move forward? Because this is keeping him stuck. And he's a whole, you know, he's hanging on to this instead of addressing issues in his life. And now that he's an adult, no matter what pain has happened to him in the past, it's his responsibility to make it better for himself.
So so you shift the conversation to, what are you going to do next? What's your plan? It's time for you to get on your own and have a life as an adult. And you just keep pulling him out of the past.
But you acknowledge it, because if they keep bringing you back, it's like, okay. And I would even ask him, what's there that I haven't heard? What do you think that I'm not understanding? And what do you need from me?
That's great.
Because I'm trying to hear you and understand.
Okay, so I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back to give to him and tell him, take your life back. That's what we want to hear. Right now, here's what I want to hear. I want to hear from Susan. Susan has participated in this $276,000 challenge, and here is what she says about why she did that. Susan? Okay, so maybe we'll play that in a minute. But anyway, I think she said she's really glad that she did. All right, let's go back to the phone, and let's talk. How about this? Let's talk to Donna from West Point, Kentucky. Hi, Donna. Welcome.
Hello.
How you doing? Hi. How's it going?
Oh, I'm okay. It's cold. It's cold.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll try to give you a warm answer here. What's going on? How can we help you?
Okay. I have a problem with my husband disciplining my kids.
Okay, so this is a blended family situation?
Children, we've been married for 5 years.
Okay.
All right. He's not physical or anything like that, but even like the slightest, you know, way, I feel like he's being mean, and I think it's because I just feel like the only time he takes with them is to discipline them.
Okay, so when you got married, what was his role with them from the beginning?
You know, he was really involved with them. He'd help them with his homework. We'd go places together, and I loved it. I was really happy that they finally, you know, had a father figure in their life. They don't have a dad around.
Mm-hmm. And so, was he the primary disciplinarian from the beginning once you got married, or what?
No, I have been, but, you know, just the little things of, you know, if I tell him to do something and they didn't do it, he'd be like, hey, you know, what'd your mom say, or something like that. Mm-hmm. And I liked that backup.
Mm-hmm.
But it was also good things then. You know, he took time with them, and now he's not. Only if he's telling them to do something, it seems like that they have any conversation or asking them why they didn't do something.
Okay.
And
well, they were
in the door.
When you guys met, they were a lot younger, right? And it may be that they were easier for him to connect with at that time, mm-hmm. besides it being new, right? And right. now as teenagers, right. Teenagers are more difficult, and they push against mm-hmm. more. And it sounds like his buttons are being pushed. But I think you're onto something in highlighting that he only connects with them when he disciplines them. And you just – that doesn't work.
No.
That doesn't work with teenagers.
Right. Not for a parent,
you know,
and not for a step-parent.
Like our
either.
Relationship could be, you know, better than what it is. I think we have a great relationship. But this stops a lot from happening. You know, he'll want to go on date night. He's very big on that. He's wanting to go on date night. And I'm like – you know, why can't we do something with the kids? You never want to take the kids anywhere. And so, therefore, I won't go, and I'm against it because I feel like that he's not involved with the kids enough.
Okay, but wait a second. Wait a second. Why aren't you saying, hey, Thursday night, I've planned for us to go to this new movie that's out that I hear is really good and it's appropriate. And so we're going to take the boys to the movie. Why aren't you initiating the things rather than waiting for him to say, let's have a date night, and then you say, no, can't do that?
I did. I stopped mm-hmm. doing that because he never had time or something would come up. But he was always guaranteed. It's always guaranteed that he will make time for us a date night. But mm-hmm. when it comes to something with the kids, he doesn't. And, like, they both just finished soccer season, and I believe he maybe went to 2 to 3 games.
That's tragic.
You know, probably 45.
Tragic.
And that's because I couldn't make it.
Tragic. So, you know what? He needs to step up and be a parent. He said he would when he married you. And these guys are so right. It's not that easy when they're not Mm-mm. small. You know, when they actually
right.
might need something of maturity.
Or when they push you away and don't make you feel good about yourself.
So, I don't think this is a great relationship. He's not taking care of your heart. And he's not making room enough for the love in your heart for them. What's great about that?
Yeah, there's something...
Right. Well, I mean... I just mean it could be great. I know it could be so great if that part was different.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I kind of knew what you meant, and it's just sad
so
that he doesn't.
So close to perfect, I feel like, but it's just not. And if I say something, he's like, "You just don't want me."
Hi, this is Steve Arterburn, and for 30 years, New Life has been the most trusted name in Christian counseling.
I'm an addict, and I'm trying to get God in my life again. You seem to be able to get to the crux of a problem quickly.
Our Christ-centered treatment programs can help you break free to embrace all that God has for you and your family.
I just want to thank you guys for bringing me to a relationship with Jesus.
There really is help for marital problems, depression, addictions, panic attacks, and feelings of hopelessness.
I came back with so many tools to help me prepare myself to fight this struggle and this battle that I have every day.
You can start living again today, living the life God intended for you. Help is available at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
They did care, and they did follow up very lovingly, and it made all the difference in my life.
Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Someone who cares is waiting at the other end of the phone. God can open the door to a better tomorrow right now. Just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-639-5433.
I just absolutely believe in the mission of New Life, and I feel that the materials provided and the biblical counseling perspective is so valuable and not available in so many places, and New Life and membership and club New Life provides access to the live program and also CDs available to listen to. So I know it's easy to turn on the radio and receive the benefit, but those services don't come without expense, and I would sure like to see the program remain on. So I would like to challenge listeners who listen and receive benefit but haven't yet given to actually give this year and continue the giving, of course, because more people need to hear.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE and ask how you can start your Club New Life membership today. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We're back, and we found Susan, and here is why Susan says she's part of giving and challenging others to give.
Hi, this is Susan. I live in Northern Illinois, and I've been listening to New Life for many years. Gone to a few workshops, too, and they've really helped me and made a powerful impact in my life. I want to support a ministry that helps people connect with God and with others and gives them the tools to help transform their lives, and that's why I gave to the Matching Challenge. They also give scholarships for people in need, and so I know New Life can't do these great things, including expensive airtime and giving these scholarships without the generous financial support of their listeners. So if your life has been impacted by this ministry, please consider giving.
Truer words have never been spoken. I mean, it's just what she said is so true. Scholarships, airtime, that's what we do. And we're so grateful. We've been asking people, call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you can help. And Barbara called from Santa Rosa and gave $50. Judy from Renton, Washington, $150. And Pamela from Loveland, Ohio, $25. Thank you guys so much. If you can help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, let's go back to Donna. And Dave, Jill, what should she do to try to get this husband on board?
I have an idea for a date night. How about a date night at a therapist's office where you talk about this issue and how it's coming between the two of you? Because his lack of connection with the kids is causing you to not want to connect with him. And that doesn't end well if that continues.
Yeah, this is really a marriage issue, Donna, more than it is a parenting issue. Something's going on, and you're not near perfect if he's withdrawing like that and wanting to just kind of consume you by yourself.
Mm-hmm. And yeah, you guys aren't empty nesters yet.
No, you gotta get with a counselor who can help you both together, a couples counselor. We can give you a recommendation.
To get back to perfect.
Yeah.
To hear perfect.
I would say he's perfectly disconnected from your heart. That's what I'd say.
Right. Yeah, because so what matters to you doesn't seem to matter to him right now.
He's got a block there. You know, somehow it doesn't feel good, so he doesn't know how to move into it.
There's something
doesn't mean he's a bad guy.
Able to say.
Yeah.
Yeah. And if you together get with a good counselor, you can be able to say it, and then you can begin to move forward in the relationship. But see it as a marital issue, not as a parenting issue. There's something that he's withholding from you for some reason or other that you've got to find out what's going on.
Well, I bet he's going to be excited about that counseling thing. So, let me send you something that will help the intimacy level in your marriage. It's the Mediterranean Love Plan, and I'll tell you, so many people have loved this book. I'm going to send it to you right now. All right, let's our final caller, but we got a show right after this, so hang on if I don't get to you. It's Elijah, Washington, D.C., WAVA. Hi, welcome to New Life. Wanted to get to your call before we had to go.
Yes, Hi. How you doing?
Good. What's going on?
Yeah, I just want to know, what's a good place to start when you're recovering? When you're dealing with grief, you're recovering when your spouse has an affair. And the spouse had an affair on me, and it was going on for several years. I found out about 2 years ago.
Oh, wow.
And something the Lord had actually revealed to me himself. But I was trying to find a good starting place in dealing with grief, because some of the grief that came out of the aftermath was going to counseling. Everyone has an attitude of just forget about it, you know.
What?
Like under the blanket.
The counselor,
just forget about it?
The counselor says that?
Yeah.
You can't just forget about it.
I had, like, for example, my spouse's accountability partner. I said, well, let's meet and talk about it so we can pray about it. But she said she doesn't do marriage. I said, well, why are you her accountability partner if you don't do marriage?
Yeah, it sounds like to me you're not getting professional help. You're getting kind of some volunteer help. Is that right?
So, no, these are ministers. And, you know, one thing was that they were, one minister said, well, look, you know, just put it behind you. You know, she told me to read a book that another minister put out about how to get over it. And I was trying to explain to them forgiveness. I've always walked in forgiveness. That's not a problem. The thing is dealing with the grief. I don't think they understand that.
Right.
But, you know,
at the same time, my mom was passing. My mom had passed.
Oh.
So that was like a double on top of
sure.
it.
Of course.
Oh, hey, listen. Wow.
So we went to another minister, and the other minister was like, well, you can use this for ministry. You can use this and go for the glory of God. I'm like, that's good.
But you know
right
what I
now,
think?
I gotta go through it.
Here's what I
go
think.
Ahead.
I think you've got to go to a minister who's been called to work with really difficult situations that are complicated and painful. You know, Jeremiah, in Jeremiah 6:14, he said, they treat the deep wounds of my people with superficial treatments. And somebody can have a really good heart and think they're helping you, but they're not, because you need something so much deeper. And so I'm going to recommend, I'm going to try to find a counselor for you, because that these are not, I don't want to disparage somebody really trying to help, because we need all the help we can get. But you have a situation, right. You need somebody that this is their calling on how to counsel a couple that are in really, really deep, deep trouble.
You've got to really understand what led to that situation, what was going on in the marriage that was missing. That, I mean, there's so many things that are involved in mm-hmm. in your experience together with a counselor that you're missing, and no wonder you're frustrated. I would be extremely frustrated.
Yeah. So we're going to try to connect you with a counselor in your area that could really help you here. And, you know, we've got counselors everywhere, 1,500 of them. We do a lot of work to try to be sure they're qualified folks, and sometimes you just simply have to have professional help, people that have gone to school, studied the Bible, studied counseling, put it all together. That's what I think is needed right here. Hey, a Sunday I'm going to be preaching at Northview Church in Carmel, Indiana, 25th, 26th, Saturday, 5 Eastern, Sunday, 9 and 11 Eastern. You can watch it streaming NorthviewChurch.us. We've been talking about giving, and oh my goodness, are we ever grateful that you give, that you support us, and you've heard these folks that are calling us right now. You could do that also. Please do, if at all possible. Call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and help us get to the year end and help us get this challenge out of the way here in November. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now, Every Man's Battle's coming in December to Dallas, December the 1st. Our Weight Loss Living Light, January the 26th in D.C. Intimacy and Marriage is February the 16th. We've seen a lot of miracles happen through that. Restore is for the woman who is involved with a man without sexual integrity, February 23rd, and then Take Your Life Back, March 16th. But maybe it's not a workshop that you need. Maybe it's a counselor. Maybe it's a book, a CD, a download. Maybe it's just to talk to somebody. You call us. We've got these amazing counselors that are waiting to talk to you right now at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number, and we'll help you. We've been helping a lot of people, but every one of them that we've helped has had to make that first phone call. It's never easy, but the rewards are quite significant. So please call us and ask us to help you with whatever is going on. You know, a lot of people, they struggle in these areas of loving others, not because they're mean or ugly. They've never been taught how to love. You call us if you need some help, 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Thank you all. Have a great day. Happy Thanksgiving coming up. Thank you, Dave. Thanks, Jill. Hold on, 1-800-229-3000 if you want to be on this next program we're going to do right now.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using the New Life app. Visit newlife.com to download the app today.